Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Matt Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Matt Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Matt Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Matt.
Let's do a live radio broadcast. Good afternoon, everybody, and I mean everybody, everywhere. Hey gang, I'm Malcolm Newton at Mac Newton, and welcome back. This is the Power Hour. We do it every Thursday at 5 o'clock, no matter where you are. It's 5 o'clock in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona, straight up right now, 110 degrees of fabulous heat. Possible late afternoon monsoon showers, but probably not. Okay. Hey gang, welcome back to the Power Hour. I tell you, that sounds good, doesn't it? Got you all bouncing like the fabulous Natasha over there right now. She's got the little shoulder shake going on.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, making the show look good, feel good. Wow. Did everybody have a good 4th of July? At least though, you're my USA listeners. Yeah. It's really amazing how few people in America really know very much about the independence of America and even the history. I saw a report on television, I think it was on Independence Day, Monday. They were like downtown Phoenix asking people, in what year did America declare its independence from what country? Not only did they not know what country, they didn't know what year.
Not even what country?
Not even what country. It was like, Spain? No.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, that was bad. Oh, one guy said, 18...
Britain.
Yeah.
Britain.
Well, one guy did say Britain, but it was England. But anyway, 1776, you nincompoop. You got to know that. Hey, gang, I'm Mac Newton, just having fun with people who should know what's going on in this great land of America. But very much like people around the world feeling the excitement and patriotism, especially during like what's going on right now in the Women's World Cup. I hope people are taking time out to watch a little bit of that, because those ladies can play some serious soccer. And I love watching women's soccer in the World Cup. I think I may like it more than the men. They handle the ball. I mean, it's just, I really love watching women's soccer. So, anyway.
A little better than the WNBA for you?
A little bit. Even though I do enjoy some of that when the time is right. And that voice belongs to the one and only Zach Geist, the magic man behind the glass making it happen. What up?
Thank you, Mac. I'm definitely excited for another week, ready to get recharged.
Yes, the pleasure's all mine. Hey, gang, welcome to 7711. Sevens are coming 11. Yeah. Musical guest host, Basha. Basha, I tell you what. You know what? Cue up that first song one more time so they can kind of get a little feel as I introduce them to Basha.
Sounds like magic when it starts.
It does, doesn't it?
Magic's going to happen.
You know, Basha is Polish, and she was born in a town called Jaworzna, Poland. I know I just butchered that. Jaworzna. Jaworzno. Poland. Anyway, she's somewhere in her mid-50s around about now. I think she was born somewhere around 1954. That would make her about, what, 7 years older than me?
That's nice to talk about woman's age.
Huh?
That's nice to talk about
woman's
age.
Oh, everyone talks about mine. It's good. She's proud of it, just like me. You know, I want people to feel, wow, look how good he looks at 47. And if you believe that, I got some land for sale underneath the Tempe City Bridge. Okay? It's going cheap. But anyway, she is a Polish singer, songwriter, composer, record producer, and just all around amazingly talented, possessing a 3-octave range. She has very singular, distinctive jazz stylings, but she's not limited to that. First thing Natasha says when she walks into the studio is, what genre is that? What is she singing? What is it? Well, it could be anything. It could be jazz, pop. She definitely does some soul, adult contemporary music, as Americans would call a lot of what she sings. But you can hear a definite Latin flavor in this tune, as you will throughout this, her very first solo LP. I think it was done somewhere around 1987, called Time and Tide. All right. I got a chance to meet Basha, actually, and she settled for a short time in Chicago in the late 70s for a few years, and was she teamed up with Matt Bianca and Danny White, who is the brother, if you can remember, of jazz guitarist Peter White, who we've featured. And if you listen closely, you'll hear him filling in very admirably, backing up Basha on this cut. So, but they didn't stay long in Chicago, but I got a chance to see her and meet her passing at a club, and became a fan, and has followed her career, and she moved to London somewhere around the early 80s to take advantage of the connections that Peter White enabled her and led her to a fabulous career, even though she remained, there you go, there's that little riff by Peter White. Here he is. And anyway, Basha, her real name, there is no way in the world that I can pronounce this. I can spell it for you. TRZETZEKEWSKA.
Is this her last name?
That's her last name.
I hope so.
It's not nice to make fun of people's last names. You
okay?
Okay. And even though Basha is a very well-known Polish nickname, her real first name is Barbara. Just let you know that. But we're going to call her Basha. Welcome to our musical guest host, Barbara Basha. Okay, we'll tell you much more about Basha, because she has got just a tremendous musical legacy, and we certainly want you to make her a part of your musical collection. She belongs there. Remember, always buy the CDs, just don't download the song. And this CD is called Time and Tide. That was a cut, I'm not sure what it was. I think it was number two, called that was number one. Was it number one? Number one on that?
Number one, we had Promises and then we had Run for Cover at number
one,
two.
Yeah, number one to open with that. So we're going to go back to the top and start right off with Promises, which is really a sweet cut as we go into our next session. Hey, gang, right now it is 8 minutes past the hour on 7-7-11. Okay, sevens come 11 for all you gamblers out there. This would be the day to place your bets. Get your bets down right now. I'm sorry? If someone's going to be encouraged to gamble by listening to me on the Power Hour, then they're in trouble already, baby. I'll tell you right now. Okay, anyone knows me, I'm not encouraging to gamble. So if people don't know where I'm coming from, then they're already in trouble.
You know, it's going to be your fault. They'll say, Newton said that's
I'm never,
today.
Oh, no. I'm I'll never.
Be stretching for an excuse.
I tell you. No. If you want to blame me, fine. You know, great. All you need is a reason. And good luck finding your next house payment. Yeah, or car payment, or any other payment for that matter, if you're going to put it down. But sevens come 11 today, July 7th, 2011. Wasn't it just like yesterday we were saying it was June 6th? Come on, what happened? I mean, my goodness. Let me just look back on my shows here. What was the situation on June? No, it wasn't. It was June the 9th we were talking about, or June 2nd. It was 96 and sunny. Welcome to June, I said. Yeah, welcome. That was like day before yesterday. What happened? You know what? You guys better buckle up because life is going by. If you're waiting right now, you're waiting to get a sign for something before you decide to become successful, before you decide to be all you were born to be, well, I tell you what, you're going to wake up one day and be 80, just like that. You will not know where it went. It will have come and gone, and you're still sitting there and getting ready. So let this be your wake-up call if you needed one. That's another thing we call the Power Hour, a wake-up call. Man, we got some interesting emails today, but I hate to always pick on the same guy, but GA sent me another interesting, compelling email, which I think I'm going to discuss just a bit today. My early segment, to give you a rundown on the show, I'm going to talk about growing through the lean times, which is the cover story on my newsletter, which will be coming out tomorrow on Friday for all of you who are signed up for my newsletter around the world. If you're not, just log on to macnewton.com, and right there on the front page, you can sign up for our newsletter and receive it. But my cover story is called Growing Through Lean Times. Okay, and we're going to start off with that. Our main topic, of course, part one, more on competition versus creativity / initiative. And part two is part five of how to control your mental life. But first, as we do all the time, it's time for shout outs. We always have to give shout outs. You know, people love to hear their name on the radio, you know, it's just good. We had a very, very beautiful young girl sitting in studio with us just a few. It was A-Bomb's daughter, Savannah. And she says, and A-Bomb told me later, she says, oh, Mom, I got to listen to the show. He said my air on name. Savannah, Savannah, Savannah. So there you go. Three times, Savannah. Your name has been said on the radio all around the world. And I tell you, boy, if they could just see her, you really know something going on there. Anyway, shout outs. Kurt in the UK. Hey, Kurt, guess what? Just the other day, I got an email from your girlfriend. Yeah, I did. I got an email from your girlfriend. She is now one of my friends. She sent me a friend and a nice note. So there. Thank you, Kurt. See there? Some people are listening. If they enjoy the Power Hour, tell a friend, okay? And what a pretty girl she is. You know what? I'm telling you something, Kurt. You know, you're doing pretty well for yourself. I mean, I've seen you, man. You know, you're just kidding. No, Kurt's a very handsome guy, but I tell you, she's a beautiful, beautiful lady. Veronica G in the Philippines, another beautiful lady. I know, seen her picture. Give it a shout out to VG in the Philippines. How's the weather? Larry and Kimmy back from their trip. And DZ up in Michigan working out. How the workouts coming for you, David? And Chris and Nick and right here in the Valley. And, of course, one of our favorites, GA in GA. Barry and all the boys in Chicago, Taekwondo. Nick and all our gang out in Denver, Colorado. Gwen Hall, the day's coming up. You'll be testing for 7th. Congratulations, darling. All the best. Prayers going out for you. Alfredo and all the gang down in Mexico. Our listenership is growing in Mexico. Oh, let me tell you right now, it's really growing in Mexico, and they're doing the seven minute workout in bunches. Do you know? In 2 months, we've had that thing on YouTube for 2 months, and we're already closing in on 2,500 views in 2 months. That's like
it's a great resource.
It is. I mean, but it never changes. It's still the same. It's the same workout. We're going to get another one up there soon and change it. Same things a little bit. Give you guys something else. Andy out in Spain. How's the weather in Barcelona? Al in South FLA. And of course, we got to give a shout out to our furthest west listener, and that would be Ryan out in Alaska. Wow. Boy, our shout-out list grows all the time. Let's jump right in right now. Here it is, just about 12 minutes past the hour, here in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. A beautiful day. They said that it's possible, monsoon showers. But you know what? This whole thing of using monsoon to describe our summer showers, that's not a monsoon. I'm going to tell you who knows about monsoon. Veronica G in the Philippines, she knows about monsoons. You know, in Southeast Asia, they know about monsoons. When I was in Vietnam, we knew about monsoons. That was no joke. What we get here, these are just summer showers. You know, and they can come up. It's a desert, so of course it doesn't take much to get a flood because it's dry. Water hits the ground, runs across the land. So, yes, but still, these are just summer showers. Now, in the Philippines, they get a monsoon. Okay, what we get is a three-wheeler. What they get is a monsoon. That's an 18-wheeler. That's big time. But anyway, we'll still use the word commonly used, Zach, monsoon, showers.
We don't have any of those 36-hour deluges here.
No, we don't. But they have them over in the Philippines and certainly in Vietnam. And it seemed like it would show up every day at exactly the same time. Set your clock on them. I mean, just downpours. Yeah, at the way we're waiters all the time. At least we did in Vietnam. So, as I was saying, what was I saying? I'm so lost. Ever since it was the 4th of July on Monday, my whole week has been thrown off a day. It's like I can't quite get on track here. So, as I was saying, I'm going to get into my early segment before I make any more of a fool out of myself by talking about things of which I know absolutely nothing, like monsoons. But we're scheduled, let's say it's supposed to be like 110. How did it feel out there to you today, Natasha? How did it feel out there to you?
I didn't like it.
Muggy?
Yes, a little bit muggy.
Hot?
Yeah, it gives me headaches.
Really muggy.
I got used to this dry heat.
Yeah, but it's now it's kind of, the humidity's gone. I bet you it's probably about 20% out there. People down in Georgia saying, what? 20%? Shut up. We get 80% humidity down here, 75%. Hey, if you want to find some hot weather, hot and humid, try 90 degrees and 80% humidity. They'll send you off a bridge, okay? we whine when it gets 20, 25% humidity here. I know we do. We're spoiled, and we love it. We love being spoiled here in the valley, and we call this weather soupy. We call this soupy. It's soupy out there. Or, it's soupy, moist. So, yeah, people down in South Texas and in Louisiana saying, you don't know soup. You don't know humidity. You want a humidity? Go to Austin, Texas. Or Houston, they'll show you some humidity. Go to Tampa, Florida in late August.
That'll do it. I've been there.
That'll show you some humidity, Mac Daddy. How about GA? Does it get humidity now? Does it get humid down there, like right now? Man, mosquitoes gang up, three or four of them carry you off. You'll never be seen again. You'll be on Dateline. Where did Mac go to? He disappeared. He was walking down the street. Next thing you know, he was gone. I'm just rambling, folks. Bear with me. It's been a short week. I'm trying to get myself together here, okay? In our upcoming newsletter, just coming out, my cover article is entitled Growing Through Lean Times. My great grandma used to always say, don't just go through life, grow through life. And that's what I'm saying here. Don't just go through this recession, if that's what you want to call it. Grow through this recession, and you'll come out on the other side bigger and better than ever. Now, that's exactly where we're going to start, but first we're going to take a quick break. It's now 15 minutes past the hour. Going to get a little bit more Basha coming at you. I heard a little couple of notes in my earphones there. There we go. Her voice is very unique, isn't it? G.A., I'm just expanding your musical horizons, my friend, letting you know that it doesn't matter what you call it, what genre you like to call it, whether it's jazz, pop, adult, the contemporary, soul music, doesn't matter. You know what it is? Music. Her name is Basha, born in Poland, but she makes music. Let's check it out a little bit, gang. My name is Mac Newton, the magic man behind the glass, and of course the beautiful, fabulous Natasha, making all of our days better. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Hi gang, I'm Mac Newton. I want to remind you of something that's kind of cool. You know, on YouTube, they have this program now where they will create actually channels for people who love to upload videos, which I am one. We've got probably 20 videos uploaded right now on YouTube, and they're all about things that I've done in the past. Might be interesting to you as listeners of the Power Hour. We've got all kind of old Power Hour shows that are uploaded. Yeah, shows where the Power Hour was on television, where I'm talking about the 3-2 eating plan, and we've got demonstrations of self-defense and kids on, and all kind of interviews with musicians and a lot of famous people, all uploaded there on YouTube. And here's what is something special. I've got a free Minimax 7-minute workout for you, a complete total body workout that's available for you on YouTube free. Log on youtube.com. Put in the name Mac Newton, okay, or Mac Newton Channel, and you'll go right there. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor when you go there, gang. I want you to subscribe to my channel. This is going to allow me later on to become partners with YouTube, and sooner or later, maybe then I'll be able to get even my online workouts out there more than ever before. And speaking of my online workouts, they are doing great. You guys are loving it, and we're making changes based on the things you suggest. And in fact, this free workout is one of the things you've suggested. We got more coming. So log on to YouTube and check out all of these videos, all kinds of stuff. Going back when I had long hair. You want to see that? I know you do. Okay, gang. Hey, we'll see you soon. I like it too, folks. It's from the CD called Time and Tide, one of my favorites. My second favorite of hers would be London, Warsaw, New York. A wonderful album, her second solo album. It's she did some contemporary American music on that, including Stevie Wonder's Until You Come Back to Me and Baby You're Mine. Both were London, Warsaw, New York, and Time and Tide top Billboard's top contemporary jazz albums chart. So, technically, some people call it jazz. So, she's performed with Quincy Jones on Back on the Block. She's toured through Japan and the Philippines and Europe. Very, very big in France and in the United States. And just recently, a year or so ago, nearly 15 years after her last album, she came back with her fourth studio album called It's That Girl Again. Now, I've not heard it. I've heard about it. But I guarantee you soon, I will have a copy of it. And we will feature it here on the Power Hour, okay? We're listening to Basha, our gift from Poland via London, Warsaw, and New York. All right, as I said, don't just go through this recession, grow through this recession. In times like this, where people are feeling the effects of economic upheaval and uncertainty, you can do one of two things. You can either hunker down and wait for it to pass, or you can discover what you're made of, what your fiber is, what creative ideas you can come up with, not to just survive, but to thrive and grow during these times. I'll be quite frank with you. I get sick and tired of hearing people complaining about the economy. I'm fed up listening to people say how bad things are. If you spend a lot of time complaining about what's you don't have, you're going to get more of that. And the time you spend complaining about what's going on, it just takes your attention away from what you can do to be moving away from it. You're spending your time being overwhelmed with your perception of reality. Not with what is really going on, but how you perceive it to be. One day, some years ago, I'm going back to, 94, 95. I was on my way to Dallas, Texas. And I was standing in the line, I think it was American Airlines counter in Phoenix here. And, we've all stood there at one time waiting to check in, get our boarding passes and get on the flight, head out. Well, as I stood there, right in front of my eyes, a woman walked up to the, that little placard above the counter, and she pushed a button, and the flight said, instead of having the flight number and time, it now read, canceled. And the guy in front of me who had just walked to the counter had a fit. He flew into a rage. He said, "You have no idea who I am." And he went on sprouting off who he was. Very impressive. I'm standing behind him, but my whole mindset has shifted by now. Because you know why? It says canceled up there. And he was telling them who he was, and they can't believe that they were doing this to him, and he's going to have this guy's hide, and you don't know. To the agent's credit behind the counter, he was very calm. He just stood there and listened to the whole thing. And when the guy finally stopped ranting, the guy said, "Well, that's all very impressive, sir. You know what?" I said, "Yeah." Flight still canceled. I couldn't help but just breaking out laughing. The guy turned around and looked at me. I said, "I was cracking up. Flight still canceled." You know what that is? It was telling us, you can whine and complain. You can tell people who you are. And this should not be happening. And you can even get people to agree with you on how awful it all is. But still, at the end of the day, reality is still reality. What is still what is. You know what? Flight was still canceled. Because you know what? Long before he finished that deal, I'm thinking, I'm getting on the next flight. That's what I'm thinking already. I want to go, what's the next flight at? Because this flight's canceled. This one's gone. This one's finished. Get it out of your mind. Okay, it is what it is, folks. Let's make it something else. Negative thinking just brings you more negative thinking. Instead of the negative thinking, you can ask yourself, what can I do about this? That's what winners always do. Not to say it's not my fault, it's the government's fault. You know what? I get tired of hearing about it's the government's fault. You know what? We are the government. You want to know that? We are. We are the government. You and I and every other taxpaying American, we are the government. It's our responsibility to get ourselves out of this. Americans for years have accepted the responsibility of making the country what it is and what it's going to be, and that hasn't changed. We did not get to be one of the world's leaders, and we're going to need to step up and be even better if we're going to continue to be that by whining and complaining and blaming other people in other situations. Let me tell you something, gang. When this economy collapsed here in Phoenix, which was like ground zero, by the way, 3/4 of my clientele were in the real estate business. And as that whole real estate business bottomed out here in Phoenix, I lost 3/4 of my business, 3/4 of my business in a 4-month period. How do you deal with that? 3/4 of it. No, not a third, not half. 3/4 of my business disappeared. My income was plummeting. It was falling faster than a rock. It was unbelievable. I was afraid to come to work. It was like a knockout punch. It's like, grab on and hang on. Just hold on. This is going to settle out in a minute. Well, it didn't settle out in a minute. All right. I got to do something to change how I do business. Because I'm not going to do business like that anymore. You see what I mean, Jack? I mean, Zach, the reality has settled in. I wasn't going to do business like that anymore. That was that canceled flight. That flight wasn't taking off. Others may, but not that one. There is money to be had in this industry, but not in that way anymore. I had to figure that out. So this is what I said to myself. Okay, one morning, I walked into my office like I had never been in it before. Said to myself, I'm a consultant. I'm a business consultant. And I have all the answers, every last one of them. I want to talk to Mac Newton, and I'm going to tell him what he's got to do. I'm going to look at it objectively, all right? And there is where I started. I became very creative. I made changes that allowed people to come back for shorter periods of time or to come back under different circumstances. Sometimes, you know, it's just not the price, but the terms of the purchase that makes all the difference in the world. It's not just the price, but it's the manner in which we can purchase it. I made creative changes there. I made it where it was to the person's advantage financially to stay than to leave. And then I selectively chose other people to contact, people who had left, and see if that might even change their minds. And it did. But again, like I said, I wasn't doing business that old way anymore. That flight was canceled. And I didn't cry over it. That flight, Natasha, was gone. All right? I created rewards programs for, I just changed the way I did business 180 degrees. I even installed a playroom at minimal cost. I asked my clientele to bring in their kids' toys that they had outgrown or no longer used. I let the mothers who were there choose which toys were safe and which ones had to be thrown out. And then I arranged for babysitting on a time exchange basis. In other words, they wanted to be there. I wanted them there. I provided a surface. And now when you look at it, for a person who previously had been paying on an hourly basis for babysitting so they could come to my class, they could bring the baby or the child with them, saving them, theoretically, over a third of their monthly cost just to come. Wow. That alone brought me several clients. So the child care was free for the ones that needed it. And now I have several new members. And I even use the room when it's not being used for that to provide massage therapy, thinking differently. I also instituted cost saving measures just by saving turning out the lights routinely. The very next year, I saved over $6,000 off my electric bill. Six grand. Okay. Very critical to my growth was a decision to step boldly into the area of technology. And you can see that if you just log on to my website with the online workouts, which people, if you're listening and you've done them before, you know they're wonderful. Haven't had really one complaint. I mean, I've been soliciting comments and complaints on that, but people are like, they're wonderful. We love it. Haven't had anyone try it and discontinue their participation. So that was a critical step. I had to step into tech boldly into that arena and not blame my age. Well, I didn't grow up with that. I don't know anything about it. Find out about it. I get sick of hearing that nonsense. What a cop-out that is. You know? I went from being a techno neophyte to a presence online, on Facebook and YouTube. I'd gotten so quickly to 5,000 friends, I had to edit it out to about 2,000 or 3,000. Now I'm almost back there again. The website was updated with a fresh new look. Online videos were given. I joined YouTube and brought things there for people to look at. And the rentals, they increase monthly. And it's not just a one thing has solved all of my issues, but but it's part of the solution. Part of the solution. And as a result, I'm still being creative and trying new things. Trying new things without reinventing myself. I could have just easily have gone down, just given up, thrown up my hands and said, doesn't matter what I do. Got a lot bigger and certainly more financially solvent companies than mine that have tanked in the last few years. So you got to try new things. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. The more things you try, the greater chance you have of something working. The economy is no longer in a downward spiral for me. Are you still struggling? Well, now is the time for you to take the initiative. Ooh, we've used that word a little lately, haven't we? And become creative, really creative, and reinvent yourself and your business. Now is the time. That's what this economy is telling you, and this is an opportunity for you to grow. The more things you put out there, the greater the chance something will catch on and work. If you try one new idea a year, maybe you'll catch lightning in a bottle and you'll have some success. But if you're trying two or three new ideas a week or one or two new ideas a month, now the odds turn dramatically in your favor. You know why? Creativity is infinite. It's totally spontaneous and it's always appropriate to the situation. You're never going to run out of new ideas. You don't have to try to be perfect all the time. Not everything will work. You have to pursue and embrace failure. You're not going to have any failure. If you're not having any failures, you're not trying hard enough. Along the way, you're going to find the success you seek. And best of all, it'll give you the confidence that you can face anything that comes along. You're not a victim, and neither am I. We're all in this together. I always, you know, I had a friend who it was, says, you know what, Mac? We all have to either hang in there together, or we just hang. And that's not cool. That's not cool. So we got to hang in there. And the more that I help you and you help me and we share ideas and we all believe that the good guys are going to win, then we're going to. You're not a victim. Stop looking at yourself that way. The world is not out to get you. It's a good world. It's a good place to be. The world is out to help you if you will give it a chance and you'll give it a reason why. And make sure the things you keep saying to it are consistent. All right, that's my early segment and my Mac Newton On in my newsletter, which is coming out tomorrow. So you'll be looking for that in your email and in the mail soon for those of you who are signed up for hard copies. If you are not a subscriber, just log on to MacNewton.com and subscribe to the newsletter. And you can also go to YouTube and log on to, what is the website there? Just YouTube.com. But I think you can go directly to my account. Let's see, we had it somewhere here. Just go to YouTube.com/MacNewton.com.
Do you have your Mac Newton channel as
yes,
well?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The Mac Newton channel is, it's listed somewhere in the newsletter. I know it is out there someplace. So just go there and register and sign up and join in with the fun. I'm Mac Newton. It is now exactly 34 minutes past the hour. We are going to take a break for just a moment. You stay right where you are. We're going to come back with the first of our two main topics today. Don't worry, gang. We're going to get it in. We are listening to the fabulous Basha, our gift from Poland, from her CD, Time and Tide. Natasha is sitting here. You know what? Her voice reminds me of yours a little bit. Really broad, you know? We're going to get you to sing more.
She's got very beautiful voice.
Yeah, well, so do you, darling. Well, we're going to get you to sing some more on the Power Hour real soon. Are you game for that?
Sure.
Sure she is. And you know what I thought would be a good idea, Zach? I thought the next time we get Lisa in here with the camera, we could have the YouTube dancing. What do you think about that?
Well, you can do that, guys.
I'll
sing. You can dance.
I think I'd love, because Natasha, you're always trying to dance around, you know.
Well, I'm trying. That's all I can.
And then you're always bragging about what a Zumba star you are. You know, you're a Zumba dancer. right?
Okay, I'm blushing now.
Okay. Well, you're a star on the Zumba floor, you know. You say, Teddy loves me. I'm his number one dancer. We're going to get you dancing right here. Don't worry, gang. We'll get her into it. We'll have her on camera, online, on YouTube, dancing on the Power Hour with Zach. Hey, I'm Mac Newton. This is Basha. This is the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Zach Geist, also known as the Magic Man. The Power Hour is brought to you by Newton Fitness Online, the same high conditioning and training that Mac Newton provides in his beautiful Central Phoenix, Arizona location is now available to you online, 24 hours a day. It couldn't be easier. Just log on to MacNewton.com and go to Mac's gym. Yep, his gym is online now. Just go and select your fitness level and go to class. Okay, don't put it off. Go to MacNewton.com now, check it out, and get in the best shape of your life.
Hey gang, I'm Mac Newton. I want to give you a little bit of an update on what's going on with our championship level goal setting program. It is taking off like a rocket ship. Now, I realize I don't have a place online where you can order it. However, you can call my office and speak to Lisa, 602-957-6492, and you can reserve your copy of Championship Level Goal Setting, which will give you a 2-CD program along with a workbook. The CDs will guide you through the voice with you and members of your team, either in your office or in family, through the entire Championship Level Goal Setting program. It is amazing. As a matter of fact, pretty soon, Blair and I will be embarking on a tour where we're going to be demonstrating this live and in person. So if you see us coming to your area, be sure and jump on board. The Championship Level Goal Setting Program is now available. We've been talking about it online. You've been hearing about it on Facebook. Now is your chance to get your copy, all right? So call 602-957-6492 and reserve yours right now. Temporarily, copies are limited, so jump in and make sure you are not left behind. Hey, gang, welcome back. What's the name of this cut, Zach?
We got Freeze Thaw.
Yeah, Freeze Thaw. That sounds like a program drum to me.
Yeah, it definitely has almost kind of that Beverly Hills Cop sound to it.
Ooh. Gotta like it. This is from 1987, gang. You hit it around the head from the late 80s.
Yeah.
Sweet. Welcome back, gang. I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. Hey, gang, do me a favor. If you guys like the Power Hour, tell a friend. Tell a friend, say, hey, they say, what's it about? Well, it's about craziness, fun, laughter, just a bunch of people hanging around and with some microphones. You know, acting crazy, and every once in a while, we say something that makes sense, but when we do, it makes a lot of sense, and it could change your life. We throw nuggets out there from time to time. It's up to you to catch them when we throw them, okay? All right. Welcome back, gang. I promised you I was going to share a message here, let's see, from GA down in GA. He says, wow, Mac Daddy. He's now calling it the Mega Power Hour. Gee, you're going to run out of superlatives. You called it the Super Power Hour, the Double Power Hour. Now you're calling it the Mega Power Hour. This was great. Walk, talk, and act like the person you want to be. Yeah, that's very, very cool. Well, here's what... you say, I guess I'm like the story of the little girl, Jenny, that I tell. I tell a story about Jenny and whether she can fly or not. Oh, yeah, your father never told you that you can't fly. And you know what that means, G.A.? It's up to you to find out. Leave it up to you. I believe you can. I really do. And I'm glad you enjoyed the Power Hour. I like your quote. Jim Cathcart calls the acorn principle. If you act like an acorn, you will stay an acorn. But in order to grow, you must act like an oak tree. Okay, I like that. Well, GA, I really love your taking the things we talk about on the Power Hour to heart. And it's only a matter of time where you're concerned. It's only a matter of time. Keep the faith. Keep the faith and throw a lot of things out there. And remember, no one can be you better than you. All right? Okay. We're going to get into our next, main topic for today. How to avoid the trap of competition. The difference between competition and initiative and creativity. Last week, let me see if I can deal with some of the questions in my... Okay, here we go. As I said, the competitive person makes pacemakers out of those he sees around themselves. And I mean pacemakers, people that they're trying to keep up with. Like in the Indianapolis 500 Motor Speedway, they have a pace car. They send the pace car out there, and that pace car is set at a certain speed. And all the other cars drive along at that exact same speed. Well, that's exactly what competition is. You establish a pacemaker, someone out in front of you, and then you try and keep up with them. It's like you've put them, their head, a little higher than yours. And you kind of give away your own birthright to the greatness that might be higher than that. Because you've given up on your own initiative. And then you begin to struggle to surpass those, or at least catch up with those, that you've placed higher than yourself. And as a result, you just become blind to your own inner potential. And in time, it's like you're under a hypnotic spell, an influence of those self-appointed pacemakers. It's like you're hypnotized by them. And now you enter into a place where you have total dependence on outside direction. You don't have any inner directed strategies, creativity. It's all coming from outside of you. So that you're using others as if they were seeing-eyed dogs to guide you through life. You can't spot your own way and feel your own way. You dare not use your own intuition. You don't trust it. You haven't used it enough. There or spontaneity, because it doesn't exist. So as a result, you are in a continual state of irresponsibility, exercising no mind of your own and merely reacting to others. Okay? There's an old Zen monk who tells a story. That old monk, if I remember correctly, was named Rinzai. Rinzai, and he summarized his impatience with such individuals as I just described to you in this way. I'm going to paraphrase his statement, but it'll be close. If on your way you meet the Buddha, kill him. O disciples of the truth, make an effort to free yourselves from every object. O you with eyes of moles, I say to you, no Buddha, no teaching, no discipline. What are you ceaselessly looking for in your neighbor's house? Don't you understand that you are putting a head higher than your own? What then is lacking to you in you? That which you have at this moment does not differ at all from that of which the Buddha is made of. So, as a result from that statement, it's quite evident, to me at least, that the habit of competition, constant competition, is based on, or at least very, very close to, another habit, the habit of making comparisons, the habit of comparing ourselves to someone or something else. 8 years ago, I wrote an essay called Conformity. Conformity. And I'm going to just quote a couple areas out of it. Over 50 years ago, Rollo May, a distinguished psychiatrist, wrote a wonderful and interesting book. He called it Man's Search for Himself. And in his book, he wrote, the opposite of courage in our society, it's not cowardice, it's conformity. There you have the trouble in America today, conformity. People acting like everyone else without knowing why or without knowing where they're going. Yes. I wrote this 8 years ago. That's conformity. The opposite of courage is not cowardice, but conformity. Not only are you acting like everyone else, but you don't even know why you are. Let's think about this. In America right now, there are over 33 million people over the age of 65, and about 29 million of the 33 million are broke, depending on something or someone else for life's necessities. You know what's scaring most people approaching that age right now? Is that they think the Social Security system is going to go broke. That is one of the biggest fears of people in their 50s or early 60s right now. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So, okay, check this out. I'm serious, all right? And I'm not saying that, you know, that's not a legitimate fear, but let's face it, usually we learn to read by the time we're 7, right? Huh, don't we?
Six
or seven, somewhere around it. We learn to make a living by the time we're 25. And usually by the time we're 30 or so, we're not only making a living, but we're supporting a family. And yet, by the time we're 65, we haven't learned how to become financially independent in the richest land that the world has ever known. Why? Answer simple. Who can say it out there with me? We conform. Okay? We conform. And the problem is that we're conforming with the wrong percentage group. We're conforming with the 95% who don't succeed, who don't know where they're going. Wow. Yikes. Unbelievable. And there are those out there who are still saying, but Mac, competition is good. Oh, yeah. The habit of making comparisons. We either compare ourselves as above or below others. We fear those we imagine are above us. Okay? And we even fear those that we imagine are below us because somehow they may catch us. It's a dangerous game. We're always standing among enemies against whom we must somehow rise in triumph, or so we imagine it to be. So it's like a built-in hell The built-in hell of the competitive person is that they stamp themselves in their own mind as second class. Lacking initiative, lacking creativity, lacking originality. Simply what? A follower, a conformist. It is exactly that feeling which relentlessly drives them to compete. The self-reliant person, on the other hand, with resilience, with initiative and creativity, feels no desire to compete or otherwise prove him or herself, either to him or herself or to others. In short, all competition is second class. It is a back, it is muscles without brains. It is incapable of finding its own way or choosing its own objective. Am I making any sense? I hope so. I hope I'm making sense, because that's all I want to do. Now, if you think back to my growing through lean times, we're not going to get through this by just competing, just by working harder at the same old thing. That flight has been, was it?
Canceled.
That flight's canceled. And at the end of the day, it's still going to be
canceled.
Yes. Comparison, conformity breeds fear. And fear breeds more competition and one-upmanship. We believe our safety depends on killing off the ones above us by outrunning them at their own game. We have no time to enjoy any game of our own making. If we do, we're going to lose ground in our race against others for status or preferential treatment or other stuff. All right. I'm going to leave it right there. But before I do, let me just say this, make this statement. And even if you become a competent competitor, the higher we rise, the greater will be our fear of falling. And so we are fearful, regardless of whether we win or lose in this daily game of competition. Unless you have the resilience created by initiative and creativity. Am I making sense yet? All right. My take is on initiative. And again, let me give you that definition, folks. Initiative, an introductory act or step leading to action, as in to take the initiative in making friends. Creativity, the ability to transcend traditional ideas and rules and patterns, to create meaningful new ideas, forms, methods, interpretations, originality, imagination, competition, rivalry, a contest between rivals, a person competing to keep ahead of what? The effort of two or more parties acting independently to secure something. Which would you rather be? I don't know. What would you rather be in that scenario, Zach? Would you rather have initiative and creativity, or would you simply see your world as rivalry? Would you want to live in that as a contest between rivals constantly? Active demand by two or more for something in short supply. Is that how you see life or the world, Natasha? Is that what the world you want to live in?
Absolutely not.
I don't think there's anyone who's going to say that it is, but you have by buying in subconsciously. So we have to objectively and consciously reject competition as a way of life. It is a hellish way to live. It is too stressful for words. We have to reject that, but we have to have something to put in its place. So what would that be? Initiative and creativity. Does that make sense to you, Zach? Huh?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to be an innovator. You see the rat race all around you, people, you know, going in just a slice of the pie.
But as Walt Disney says, it doesn't matter, because all they do is get better at imitating me. and they build no imagination of their own. They just become better at imitating until finally I can feed them the same thing over and over where they won't ever grow at all while I continue to grow in different directions. He says, I love them doing that. I thought, my Lord, my goodness, I've seen the light. I don't compete. I create. And I don't care what genre we're talking about, whether it's a relationship, whether it is my business, my health, I don't compete. I create, and especially in the area of relationships. Okay, I know I'm getting through to you guys because your questions, and I know it's making sense because it's making sense to me. So we have to reject that competition. Now, I may have one more segment on this or I may not. Okay, I think I've given you enough information to move forward on that. It's giving you enough to how to avoid this trap of competition. But depending upon the emails I get this week, we'll make up my mind whether I bring in another segment on that or not. We've got about 7 minutes before the hour game left in the Power Hour, and I certainly want to get to one more segment of our of our how to control your mental life. I think we want one more thing. Where did we end up last week there, Natasha?
We're on the number 4.
We finished number 4?
Yes, we did. We finished it completely.
And number 4 was?
Walk, talk, and act just like a person you would love to be.
Just like G.A. said. He says, walk, talk, and act like the person you desire to be. No doubt about that. Oh, by the way, G.A., are you enjoying Blair's little voice mastery system? That's a phenomenal system, phenomenal game. You know, you can go to littlevoicemasterysystem.com and read through the information that Blair Singer presents. And this is an amazing system that complements what we do here on the Power Hour seamlessly, okay? And Blair Singer and I have created the championship level goal setting program that is also available to you when you go to Blair's website at littlevoicemastery.com, all right? So, all right, so we said we've already finished number 4, right? We're ready to jump on number 5. Okay, and let's give a little review. Number 1 was, Zach, put you on a spot here. Okay, Natasha, Zach was, he was turning a knob over there. Visualization, number two
affirmations.
And number 3, Zach, got, oh, you're still turning buttons.
Okay. Verbalization.
Verbalization, and number 4
acting
the part. Number 5. Number 5 is what you guys are doing right now, gang. You're feeding your mind. Technique number 5 in how to control your mental world, how to control your mental life, is to feed your mind continually with words and images consistent with the direction in which you are going. That's what makes your rejection of competition so important, and then replacing it with initiative and creativity to lead to a level of resilience that is completely spontaneous and appropriate to life. See, you can be best. You can do the thing that's best. You can be your best, but it may not work. It's not appropriate. You can do what's right, but it may not be appropriate. See, being appropriate to life is the right thing. Not necessarily your best. Not necessarily someone, oh, I'm going to do my best. You know what? I want you to make it work. That's what I want you to do. Let's figure out a way to make things work. Well, I gave it my best. It doesn't work. Maybe it didn't need your best right there. Maybe we needed something else. We got to figure that out. We got to be appropriate to life. You know, sometimes we don't need a home run. You know what we need? A perfectly placed bunt. You know that? Okay? We don't need a throw from the outfield all the way to home base. We need to hit the cutoff, man. We don't need your best throw. We need to hit the cutoff, man. We need to do the thing that's appropriate right now. So appropriateness to life is key. So number 5, feed your mind continually. feed your mind with words and images that are consistent with the direction in which you're going. You want to constantly look for things, look for magazines and books and CD and tape series, DVD series that leads you to personal and professional development. You want to watch educational programs. You want to attend seminars and lectures. In Taekwondo, we're going to seminars practically every month. It's impossible to stay up with the fast moving development of martial arts unless you are completely locked in to going to seminars and training and continual education. Okay? The more you read, listen, watch, learn about any subject, the more confident and capable that you are going to become in that area. All right? If you're in management and you're continually learning how to be a better and more effective manager, you will more and more often see yourself and think about yourself as excellent in your field. You see, again, you're not competing with anyone else. You're simply creating the genius that was put inside of you by the Creator. That's our responsibility. And let it be what it is. It's not a matter of comparing it to someone else. You know, I say that always builds a feeling of either being bitter or feeling jaded. Bitter because you're not as good. Jaded because you're better. You know what? No. I'm going to make my light shine as bright as it can. Not compare it to other people. I don't compete. I create. So that we can grow through life, not just go through life. And number six, gang, we're moving quickly through today. I told you we'd get two today. Associate with positive people. Number six is just to get around the right people. Get rid of the losers in your life, and you know who they are. Listen to me right now. Look at the radio or look at the screen. Stop what you're doing. Put your pen down. Stop taking notes for a moment and look at me. Look in the sky. Listen to my words clearly. Identify the people that you need to get rid of in your life right now. I'll give you a moment. You know who they are, don't you? Yeah, you do. Identify those people to get rid of. You got to get rid of negative people. Get rid of them. Okay? Fly with the... You got to associate with winners. You got to associate with people who are trying to get the best out of themselves. People who will be able to continually fly, not reach a level that you're afraid of falling from, but knowing that you can always better your best, knowing you have the self-reliance to continue to grow. And people, and I'm not patting myself on the back. I get sick of people saying, you pat yourself on the back. You know what it is? I talk about things about my life that other people would not even mention in a million years. The times when I've been down in gutters and living in gas station restrooms and doing things that other people wouldn't do, eating out of dumpsters. I mean, stuff that people would never do in their lives. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just using myself as an example. Positive and negatively. I view the good parts of my life the same as I view the bad. I say that, and people are saying to me sometimes, Mac, the thing about you is you don't set the limit. You just keep going. You just keep going. You just keep striding. And you keep feeling positive that you can continue to do that no matter what it is you're dealing with. Yes, I do. I believe in the spontaneity and the relentlessness of initiative and creativity. As long as we try, as long as we make efforts, as long as we want, as long as we set goals, as long as we have faith, as long as we believe in our destiny as human beings and people put here to create and build, we will do such. It doesn't change with time. It doesn't change. So fly with the eagles rather than scratching with the turkeys, gang. Don't do that. Because of the strong, supportive influences of the positive people. But actually, you know what? Let me just say it different. Because of the positive or the strong influences of other people, positive or negative, okay? You must be extremely careful about who you choose to spend time with. Dr. David McClellan, I've read so much of his writings, and he's brilliant. He said, and he found after 25 years of research, that the choice of a negative reference group in itself could be enough to condemn a person to failure and underachievement in life. Okay. All right. Like a chameleon, you're going to unconsciously adopt the attitudes and behaviors and even the opinions of the people with whom you most closely associate. In selecting the people that you hang out with, remember this good advice: make no useless acquaintances. All right, get away from negative people. They are the primary cause of most unhappiness in life. It's been our pleasure to have Basha as our musical guest host. I know you've enjoyed it. We took a little extra time to tell you a little bit about her. Music is one of the gifts from God. I mean, we have so many blessings. The gifts of music and food and the company of other people without feeling threatened or intimidated or being competitive or desperate for affection and love. We close ourselves off to the very things we want more of.
But I don't mind.
The success of others pleasures me greatly. I want everyone to succeed because I know when you do, my life somehow becomes better. And if I helped, even better. As we do at this time of the show, I want to tell you to be good to yourself. Don't just save your best behavior for strangers. Be good to those who love you. Be good to those who look up to you and depend upon you. Be good to those you love. Be true to yourself. Keep your words in harmony with your actions. It's a good way to figure out who you are. Is what you're saying matching what you're doing? If it is, you have integrity. Always thanks to Bob Adlar and Pat McMahon, JC up in San Francisco. Oh, by the way, gang, next week we hope to have a special guest on the show, Lisa Jones, who's going to Lima, Peru, to help set up a special school and change the attitudes toward domestic violence in that culture in this part of Peru. So we want to be able to help her accomplish that feat. JB, we still miss you, my brother. You died far too young. Zach, you're the best in the business, man. No question about that. The Magic Man, and of course, the fabulous Natasha, you make the show exactly what it is. Give me a little something-something right there, darling. Oh, something-something. All right, say goodbye to everybody, Natasha.
Goodbye, everybody.
Zach, wish him goodbye. Say, let him hear your voice again.
Farewell, everyone.
Farewell. Hey, gang, Mac Newton, we'll see you next week. Peace. 3, 2, 1. The Mac Daddy is out.
Together.